We've spent a lot of time talking about how the market is committed to doing whatever it can to push for a narrative that is always pressuring the Fed into lower rates. This shouldn't come as a surprise given the fact that lower rates means a more investor-friendly market environment. And so after a run of signals that challenge the will of the market, be it less dovish Fed decisions, strong U.S. jobs data, or this week's hotter U.S. CPI, investors were forced to relent, triggering a wave of risk-off flow. But again, the market has been amazing about shrugging things off as quickly as it can and looking for anything to justify what it wants to see. We believe Wednesday's softer U.S. producer prices were enough to get the market once again focusing in on softer inflation data, despite CPI being the more important inflation indicator. What this all means is we're once again seeing dollar selling and demand for stocks back to record highs in this latter portion of the week. As far as other developments go, on Wednesday, UK inflation data came in surprisingly soft, and Germany downgraded its growth outlook. Earlier today, Japan GDP showed the economy sliding into technical recession, while Aussie jobs data came in softer. Looking ahead, key standouts for the remainder of the day come from UK GDP, trade, industrial production, and construction output, an ECB Lagarde speech, Eurozone trade, Canada housing starts, and US retail sales, initial jobless claims, Empire manufacturing, industrial production, business inventories, NAHB housing, and the Philly Fed. That's all for now.